Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 17th of November. It was a wonderful open meeting at Cheltenham last weekend for Somerset trainer Philip Hobbs and jockey Richard Johnson, as they combined for six successes and Johnson recorded seven winners in all. They took the feature race yesterday, Sunday, the Greatwood Hurdle, with Garde La Victoire, who defeated the favourite Vaniteur in this Grade 3 contest. After this meeting, Hobbs stands proudly at the top of the Trainers' Championship, although I'm sure Messrs Nichols, O'Neill and Henderson will have something to say about that come the end of the season in April. Indeed, Nichols took the feature race on Saturday, the Paddy Power Gold Cup, with Kate de Burley, the mount of Sam Twiston Davis. Well, going back to yesterday, the two-times champion hurdler, Hurricane Fly, defeated the current champion Jeske in the Grade 1 Morgiana Hurdle at Punchestown, a race over 2 miles. At Wetherby last Saturday, Dougie Costello rode three winners in the saddle. Although the feature race, the handicap chase over 3 miles and 1 furlong, went to What a Good Night, representing rookie trainer Dan Skelton and ridden by his younger brother Harry. Well, the only meeting in Yorkshire this week takes place tomorrow, Tuesday, at Doncaster. It signals the start of a new season over jumps on Tanmore. It's Bet Dak Day, and the seven-race programme begins at 12:50. There's a rare blank Saturday for Yorkshire racegoers this coming weekend. However, there's a tremendous meeting in the north at Haydock Park, featuring the Grade 1 Betfair Chase, with a total prize fund of £200,000. The last two winners of this race, Q Card and Salvinaco Conti, are set to lock horns in this contest over 3 miles and 1 furlong. It should be quite a race.